The scripture we're going to work with today is Psalms 105:33. He struck down their vines and their fig trees and shattered the trees of their country.
O Lord God, how awesome are the works of your hands, Father. With hail you struck down the vines and the fig trees. You shattered the trees of the Egyptians' country, and still Pharaoh hardened his heart against you. O Father, please forgive me for all the times that I have turned away from your will and hardened my heart. Lord, guide my steps today and soften my heart. Amen.
The thought for today. We live, of course, as most of you know, in Pinedale, Wyoming. We're northerners. But one of the things we love most about Pinedale is the trees. The fact that 5 minutes from town we can be climbing a side of a mountain and be surrounded by aspens and pine trees. The scripture, he struck down their vines, their fig trees, and shattered the trees of the country. Think about what it would be like, a world without trees, a town without trees. No shade from the sun, no place to hide. Today, for your action, go out and find the biggest tree you can and touch it. And then think about the amount of power that it would take to shatter it. In one blink of an eye, to turn it into a stack of toothpicks. Think about it.
Today's treasure is found in Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 through 13, reading, "Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders. The number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing, and honor, and glory, and power be unto him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb forever and ever.'"
I want to just read you a story, and this is a true story. Every 2 weeks, a missionary went to the city to purchase medicine and supplies for a small field hospital in which he served. One day, one of his trips, he saw two men fighting on the street. One was seriously injured, so he stopped and treated his injuries and shared God's love with him. Then he headed home and stopped in the jungle to camp overnight. When he visited the city 2 weeks later, a man approached him, the same one he'd ministered to on a previous trip. I knew you carried money and medicine with you, so our gang followed you to your camp, planning to kill you and take the money and the drugs. But just as we were about to attack you, we saw 26 armed guards surrounding you. No way, the missionary said. I was alone. But, sir, my 5 buddies saw them too. We counted them. Exactly what day did this take place? Was the question he got when he reported back to his home church months later. When the missionary identified the specific day, the man was stunned. He said, on that exact night in Africa, it was morning here, and I felt a strange urge to pray for you. It was so strong that I called some men from our church to come to the sanctuary and pray with me. Would all the men who prayed with me that day stand up? One by one, the missionary counted them. 26, the exact number of the armed guards. If you doubt God's power through prayer, listen to his true stories of the men that love him and work for him.